Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity today just to be here. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on today. Magnify his holy name on today. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We're going to get ready in just a minute to have our doxology in just a few minutes. And then we're going to go, after that, we're going to go and try devotion.
Is it cheeseburger?
Amen. Just be patient with me, you all. Just be a little patient with me.
Your package, your neighbor, or your friend. Security with Google Smart on the Nest Cam and doorbell.
Amen, and praise God. We're waiting on our doxology to play. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I'm so thankful and grateful to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. Today, we're gonna get ready to go into our devotion. Part of the service right now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer by the grace of God. Just give me a second here. Hear me when I call, O God. my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer, O ye sons of men. How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. I have just read you Psalms 4 when I was trying to read you Psalms 6. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the doers, the hearers, and the doers of his most holy word. Give me a second. I'm going to get a hymn or whatever so we can get on through this. Somebody to, I don't know who's on her, but I need somebody to
or can read, so
play some reading a song for me.
For some people,
just give me a
reading
second.
Can be a challenge. With or can.
Wait just 1 second.
I'm aware of tomorrow, you got no energy. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. The memory leaves you there. Worrying keeps you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. You gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You don't need to pass the phone. Sunshine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. Don't put a smile on your face. Cause you don't make it in the end. Thank you.
Against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, God, just giving you all the praise and all the glory. We come giving you honor, magnifying your holy name on today. We give you glory. We give you praise. We just thank you right now, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm asking you today, God, you know what kind of position I'm in. Lord, I ask you today, hallelujah, to send your anointing today, God. Send your anointing, God. And Lord, I ask you to let everything and be in your order on today. I ask you right now, God, to let your power fall up in our worship service on today. Let your power fall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power fall, God, in the mighty name. Father, we just give you praise and we give you glory. We just magnify you today. We glorify you today, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to move me from myself. Lord, I ask you right now to let me decrease and the Holy Spirit increase in the name of Jesus. Lord, I repent for any and everything that I've done, known and unknown, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, God, I ask you to bind the strong man from this radio broadcast today. Lord, I ask you to bind up the strong man on today. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, every unfamiliar spirit. God, I ask you to bind them up. And allow me to bind them and cast them out and command them to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you glory. We give you praise and glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity on today. Hallelujah. This is our communion Sunday. And I just give God all the praise today. I give him glory, hallelujah, today. I just magnify his name on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised on today. We're going to get ready now to just, if anybody could play a song on today. I'm around buildings, and I can't, they plan, but they study twirling a lot. So if anybody can have a song they can play right now, we're getting ready to go into our testimony service. I just want to, first of all, before you play the song, testify today. So everybody know I'm at work today, and I thank God for this job. I thank God for everything that he does, and I give God all the praise and glory. But sometimes we have hard situations. We have things that we do. Just as God give it to us to see if we're going to be obedient to do it. I don't care what kind of situation. When I was coming out the building to come and get in my car, the man's daughter walked up and asked me where was I going. I said, I'm going to my car. And she said, okay. When she talked to me for about 10 minutes. I didn't have but five. I had 15 minutes, but she took up 10 of them. But I still got to be obedient, whether she called my boss, whether whatever she does. I don't depend on men. I depend on God, and whether she like it or not, or whatever it is, I have to depend on God. So the best thing I can tell them, you know, is God is covering me. However he want to do it and however she want to do it. So she was looking at me funny, but, you know, I don't really care because I trust God. And that's what we all have to do. You know, a lot of times if you can get through it, get through it. But when you can't do nothing else, trust God. Stand on God, and that's what I do today. So I just thank and praise God that when I go back in this building after we get finished, that she'll understand. And if she don't understand, honey, give me my pink slip because I can go, or whatever it is, I can go. Because I know God will provide for me anyway. So that's my testimony for today. And we got to just stand, even when it seems hard. Stand anyway. I don't care what the circumstance. Stand on the word of God. When God calls you to do something, you stand on it. So that's my testimony. Do we have any more testimonies? This is our communion Sunday, and we got to do what we need to do. Amen.
Amen, amen. We do have one more testimony, and I give all praises to God on today just for being in my life. You know, just sacrificing his son. So on today, yes, I just want to give thanks to him for allowing me to breathe on today, for allowing my family to breathe, my nephews and nieces and aunties and uncles. I just want to thank him on today for the relationship that I have with him. I just want to thank him today for just being around
thank
in
you,
my
Lord.
Life and never leaving me by the wayside.
Yes.
And I just want to thank him today for just being
thank
my
you,
all in all, who I need, who I want. I just want to thank him today because he never leave us nor forsake us. And so many things, I'm sorry, is happening today, right now as we speak. And I just want to touch somebody and just let them know, I hope you will. Give your life to Christ if you're not. Get to know him if you don't. I just want to thank God on today just to give me a mind to want to thank him consistently on a daily basis. It's not a day go by that I don't think about the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me. So I just thank him just for giving me a mind to want to thank him and be in his life. I just want to thank him because he's going to continually be in my life, whether I want him to or not. He's going to continue to protect me, whether I want him to or not, because that's the kind of God that we serve. And I will continue on praying for you if you all just keep my family and myself lifted up before him. And I just want to thank you all, and I can play something, but I can play it at the end. I thank you.
Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies today? Amen. So we're going to get ready now to go into the word of God. God is a good God, and he's so deserving of our praise. He's deserving of our worship. He's deserving of our testimonies. God is just deserving of everything. And any chance I get to say something for the Lord, I'm going to do just that. I don't care what it is. I know that lady in there, I don't really care. I don't care. You know, I care about, you know, I want to be respectful and do what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, that's how it is. Okay, you can play it, but we're getting ready to go and talk. All right.
Amen, amen.
All that I am inside my heart. Oh, the altar again set me on fire. Set me on fire. Heaven be tender, both of my heart. All that I am inside of my heart. Oh,
For me, because you know it's just unusual people walking up to the car and stuff like that. God is a good God, and He's so worthy to be praised. We're gonna be coming from Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, verses 2-5. And He said, "Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I would tell thee of." And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." Amen. So today, I want to talk a little bit about, not long, but just a little bit about don't make sense. What we're going to do. When things don't make sense, are we going to trust God? When He tells us to do a thing, are we going to still trust Him? I mean, it's so many things people, you know, they ask, why do God let bad things happen to good people? And why God told me to do this, and why He told me to do that, and all of this kind of stuff. When things don't make sense, what are we going to do? Are we going to trust them anyway? What are we going to do when He tell us to do a thing and we can't get with it because it just don't make sense to us? It don't make sense. You know, it's so many little things
that we should do, he want us to do, and we be saying, man, that show don't seem right. You know, but it is right. It's right. But we got to know. We the ones got to know to trust God. I don't care what it looks like. I tell people this all the time. I don't care what it looks like. I don't, you know, just like the situation I'm in. Now, why she come at the exact time that I was leaving out? Soon as I stepped out the door, I passed her car. She got out the car and looked at me. Like, where are you going? You done left my daddy in there? You see what I'm saying? So when things don't make sense, what we going to do? We got to trust God in every situation, in every circumstance. I don't care what it is. I don't care how it looks. We gotta trust God. This is a call on our life, is to trust God in everything we do. We got to trust God, especially like I said last week, when we're doing it in the name of God. And even if we not, when it don't make sense to us, our little finite mind, our little small, tiny mind, our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. Our ways are not like his ways, but we got to trust him anyway. We got to trust God. We got to trust God. In the time when God told us in his word, he said, bless those that curse you. Who want to bless somebody that's cussing them and putting a curse on them and cussing them out? Who want to bless them? It don't make sense to us. With our little bitty mind and unmatured, but we still got to do it. He say, do good to someone who has misused you or used you. You still got to love them. You still got to bless them. You still got to do whatever it is. You got to love them as you love yourself. Don't make sense. When you know that they trying to use you and all this kind of stuff. When Jesus told us to turn the other cheek when somebody hurts you, when that one hurts, turn the other side. When that one hurts, turn back the other way. That means you taking more and more every day off of people that's hurting you. But we still got to love them. But it don't make sense to keep on taking it from them. Oh, I'm going to tell them a piece of my mind. Honey, this and this and this. No. We got to do the right thing. We got to go before God the right way. We can't do that. It says, give to those who steal from you. If somebody take from you, bless them. If somebody try to do you wrong, you pray for them. If somebody try to jump on you, you know what I'm saying? Pray for them. Pray for them. God said the battle is not yours. It belongs to me. So you keep my word. You trust in what I say. You do what I ask you to do. You do it. And I'm going to bless you. I'm going to fight for you. I already won the battle. The victory is already yours. But you got to learn that you can't fight the battle. You got to trust me when it don't make sense. You got to still trust me. You got to trust me. You got to, when things just seem logical. You know, and God is not logical. God is spiritual. But in order for us to walk in faith from where we are now, we have a promise God made to us. And like I said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. When he tell us and when he promise us, he going to do just that. He going to do that. We got to know this. We got to remember this. This is God. This God. But to us, like to Moses, Abraham, it didn't make sense. He took his only begotten son up to Mount Moriah, and they was going to sacrifice a burnt offering before the Lord. He got him and his young men. He told them to stop at a certain point when they got there. He told them, you stay back here, weak me and the lad going to go up. But then, after he got there, Isaac said, we got the wood, we got the fire, and we got the wood or whatever else it was. He said, but where's the sacrifice? Where's the offering that we got to burn? Didn't know it was him. But and Abraham was like, Lord, my only begotten son. And so he saw Abraham willing to do this, to sacrifice his only begotten son. And so when he started tying Isaac up, the Lord said, Abram, don't touch the lamb. He said, but Lord, where is the sacrifice? And then he heard the ram over there, whatever it was, the sacrifice. He heard it. And he said, here it is here. So this what we got to do. When he didn't know, it didn't make sense for God to tell Abraham to do this. But he did. He was just trying to see, was he going to be faithful and obedient and do what he told him to do? Just like Jesus. Just like Jesus Christ. When God wrapped him in flesh and sent him down here to die for our sins, it didn't make sense to Jesus that he had to come die for somebody he didn't even know, somebody that's sinning. He had to take all this stuff. He had to do all of these things for us. Sinning. We are. But he had to give up his life for us. God the Father had to give up his only begotten son for us. That's what he had to do. He gave it up for us that we may have a right to the tree of life. So our name could be written in the Lamb's book of life. He gave up his life for us. He didn't have to do it. Even when they hung him on the cross, he could have came down. But he did not come down off the cross to save himself. But he decided to die for us. He decided to give it up for us, for all of our hang-ups. Jesus died on the cross for us. Didn't make sense to him, but he was obedient, and he trusts God. Now he's the Savior of the world. He's our Redeemer now. He is our Shepherd, and we shall not want. He's our refuge. We got to know, we got to trust God. I don't care what the situation look like. We got to trust him. God is an awesome God. And he deserves so much more than we give him. He deserves so much more than we give him. Oh, I'm not saying because we on the radio broadcast and this and that. No. You better have your own relationship with him. You better have whatever you do, even though you support me, I appreciate it. But you better have your own relationship with the Lord. Because God is good. And his mercy endures forever. And I thank God for things that he does. I thank him. God is an awesome God. And he's so worthy to be praised. I'm telling you today, trust God. I don't care what he tells you to do. If God tell you to do it, then you trust him. You trust God. I don't care what it looks like, you trust him. Trust God. We trust him to die for us. Trust him. When he tell us to do anything, when he even show us in dreams and he give us visions, trust God. It may not make sense to us, but honey, it makes sense to him. And he's trying to get our attention.
Amen. So this is the word of God for the people of God. Trust God when it don't make sense. When it don't look like it's going to add up to nothing, still trust God. That's the word of God for the people of God. Amen. I thank and praise God. We're going to get ready to go into our communion. I'm going to get ready to read. And if you have another song, anybody can play. God going to make a move with me working on Sunday if I could. I already know it. Amen. I'm just going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to take our communion today. Lord, I ask you today to just bless today. I ask you, Lord, to forgive each and every one of us for every known. We repent right now for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to forgive us today, each one of us, God, any and everything, God, every negative thought, every negative word, God, we ask your forgiveness on today. And, Lord, we repent right now in the name of Jesus for anything, God, that we said or done or whatever it is, God. We just want to please you, God. We ask your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, Lord Jesus, whatever it is not right about it, if there's anything in our hearts and our minds and our spirit that's not like you, God, we ask you to remove it right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Just bless everyone, God, and forgive us, God. We repent. We confess that we sin, and we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Lord, bless the juice and the bread and the juice, the body and the blood. I ask you to change from a natural use to a supernatural use, God. Let it be for what we need, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thee, break it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us all eat together. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. But this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not into together unto condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Amen. 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 I thank and praise God for this opportunity. We're going to get ready to close out. And you all know how to contact me. You can call me because I'm at work, but you still can call me because I have my earpiece. But God bless you all. And I just want you all to trust in God. I don't care what it looks like. Trust in him. I don't care what things and how things looking. Just trust God. So I'm going to get ready to close out. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good rest of the evening, and I will talk to you later. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you. Love you, Mama.
Love you, too. God bless you.
Love you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you all. Love you.
God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, baby. Love you.